chairperson of the conference, ladies and gentlemen. We must never forget people must eat, or we forget they are human. To end hunger, it's to give hope, and farming in human history is hope in practice. All this is the work of FAO, and this is my first time here, which feels very good. I represent Sweden, and for my government, the work of FAO is a top priority. Resiliency means to resist, to overcome, to succeed in the face of disasters. Let us take an example. African swine fever, one of the greatest global threats to pig farming. In 2008, in Central Asia, an outbreak destroyed much of the region's pig production. It destroyed the livelihoods of many farmers. It led to poverty, to great food insecurity. For 3 years now, experts from Sweden has been working together in Georgia with FAO. With better risk management and with crisis management, this helps rural resilience with better assessments and data. With better management and better communication of risks, these tools and lessons we are learning and need worldwide. Because, ladies and gentlemen, bacteria and diseases hold no passports. They know no borders. It is African swine fever, but it has traveled to Georgia, then to Armenia, then to Iran, to Russia, and then to Belarus, then last year to Lithuania, Poland, and Latvia. Which brings me to another big international threat, the food production and to its trade and to us all. It's about resilience of diseases, AMR, antimicrobial resistance. This is our more and more superbugs in our soils and in our rivers, many of them from so-called modern farming. AMA already kills more than 500,000 people across the globe every year, and it's just beginning. Sweden has been working hard on AMR for years, with results. We have the lowest use of antibiotica in animals in EU, but we have also the fastest growing pigs in the world. We all know more sustainable farming is the key to future of farming worldwide. And sustainable farming with a prudent use of antibiotics is the key to fight AMR and reducing resistance. And AMR shows, like much we are discussing here in Rome, just how connected our world now is. We know we must act together, and we must act together now, so the resolution that hopefully will agree to here in the conference send a vital message from FAO and its members that we are committed to work together and committed to win this fight. So, ladies and gentlemen, FAO is as vital as ever. It has done so much to reduce hunger in the last decade. But still, around the globe, 1 of 9 goes to bed hungry. 1 too many. There is still much to do, to be done, but there is so much we can do. So, as I said, it's very good to be here with you. I and Sweden very much look forward to the work ahead and working with you. We can fix it together, but only with work together. Thank you.